What's up, everybody? Nate Bailey, LT, leader of the Legacy Lifestyle. And tonight, wanted to talk a little bit about being aware of your surroundings. And how this topic comes about is, got in a little bit of a, I guess we'll say, argument with my wife. I don't know if it was so much an argument as like some conflict, I guess. And you know, I've talked about conflict and being able to handle conflict and stay in conflict and how it's not necessarily a bad thing. And it was, you know, really over something pretty stupid, but which normally is, I think, once you separate yourself from the situation and actually really take a look from the outside in, separate yourself to see like what it was really all about and what the big deal was. So our kids, we were out to eat and our kids wanted to watch a movie when they got home, and we were sitting here at the table in the restaurant talking about it, or rather I should say my daughter and my wife were talking about it. And you know, my daughter's not feeling good and she wanted to go home and take a bath, and but she didn't want to miss any of the movie. And evidently in there somewhere, initially they were talking about this fairy movie that she didn't want to miss. Well, evidently my wife said something about to the other kids that they could watch Tarzan while she was taking a bath or whatever, I don't know. And so my wife and my daughter left to head home a little early because we were driving separate, and I took the two youngest with me, my son and my youngest daughter. And you know, they're on me about wanting to watch some fairy movie when they get home. There's this fairy movie, actually my son wanted to watch the Tarzan movie, but then so I'm confused and wasn't totally in tune with the conversation that my wife had had, because I was paying attention to something else. So, you know, whether it was me and my other daughter, you know, at the time. As a man, typically men are not great multitaskers, are very good at focusing in on one thing at a time. And oftentimes that can be a frustration for women, because women have this ability to do, you know, lots of shit at the same time. Like, they're constantly doing like five things in one at one time. And if you're a female, listen to this, I think you could probably relate. Not to say that all females are that way. However, I believe the majority of women are able to and can't understand or comprehend why men can't do that. And, you know, it's the same thing for men. We can't understand how they can do more than one thing at a time. And so there's always this constant battle, this constant, you know, what has even been referred to as a crazy cycle, from the book Love and Respect. Can't think of the author's name right now, where men and women continually go round and round in this crazy cycle of why can't my husband focus in on more than one thing? And we're like, how the hell were you expecting me to actually like pick up on that conversation when you weren't like, honey, could you listen in on this, because you know this is what's going on, we're gonna leave. Nina doesn't want anyone to watch a fairy movie, so they're going to watch a Tarzan movie, and then when she's out of the bath, then they can watch a fairy movie if they want. Versus just having a conversation, not pulling my attention to it, and just basically expecting me to be picking up on every single signal and conversation that's going on in the room. And I just don't do that, and it's a constant recurring theme with us where she's frustrated that I cannot do that, and I'm frustrated that she expects me to do that when she knows damn well that I can't do that, that I don't do that, I'm not going to do that, period. Like, it's not gonna happen. Like, it's not a skill set that I have. I don't expect her to do shit that she's not good at, and she shouldn't expect me to do the same. So here we are. That's kind of laid out like how it happened, what's going on. And so, you know, I did the work on it, and gone in and extracted some lessons and applying it to my life and how I can, you know, improve on that and get better at that. And so what I'm coming up with, like I said, is to, you know, pay attention to your surroundings And so, you know, when I'm dealing with my wife and leading this legacy lifestyle, trying to have it all and trying to have this wonderful epic marriage and relationship with my wife, to respect her and knowing that it's important for her, for me to be in tune when she's having conversations like this with the kids or with pertaining to the family, and I'm within earshot, or like I was tonight at the table, is to improve on focusing in on these conversations and picking up the messages that she doesn't necessarily alert me to or tell me that, hey, this is important, you should listen to it, but just expects me to do it or would really, really like me to. And, you know, because I don't, you know, I believe she, in a way, she feels like I'm like neglecting her. And so I am going to realize this and work to become better at that particular skill set of focusing in, being aware of my surroundings, aka listening to conversations that my wife may be having with my kids that could be important information for me to know in the future so that we can avoid some of these confrontations and conflict. Again, not that conflict is a horrible thing, but, you know, if it can be avoided, there's nothing wrong with that either. So pay attention to your surroundings, you know, and that goes for your business. Make sure that you know what's going on in your industry and try to stay ahead of the curve, at the forefront of your profession. In your body, the same thing. There's constantly new techniques and new drills, new ways of working out, new nutrition, things to focus on that you can be in tune with so that you can kind of be at the forefront of weaponizing that body so that you can lead this legacy lifestyle. So, in a way, that was a little bit of my release, the rage on working through this situation with my wife, and I appreciate you guys being the audience for me, but hopefully you can appreciate some of the realness and the rawness, because I know that I'm not the only one that goes through this shit with my wife, and you know, I'd prefer to keep it real and keep it real world, because I know that's what most people appreciate more than someone getting on a podcast and just kind of like trying to throw them fluff all the time and throw them all these cool little concepts or ideas and awesome little mindset tips and techniques and things like that, versus like real world shit that I know happens on a daily basis with all couples across the world. So not just in the US, but across the world. It's like, you know, human nature shit, like men and women, when they get together in the same room, like, it's just stuff that happens. So hopefully you can relate to that. Think of situations that might have happened or do happen to you on a daily or regular basis in your relationships. And, you know, instead of just getting pissed and worked up about it and blaming and deflecting or suppressing and sedating, hopefully maybe take this and what I've learned and the lessons that I'm extracting and trying to improve on, and see how we can apply those to your life and your relationships. Have hard conversations and real conversations with your wife about it. After you guys have a little time to cool off, to just actually talk about it and talk through it and be like, hey, this is, you know, this is what I was thinking. This is where I was at. This is why I did this. This is why I did that. Like, and then give them an opportunity to do the same thing, so that you can actually have a good conversation about it, a productive conversation, a healthy conversation, versus in the heat of the moment when you guys are both hot and my wife's throwing my cell phone across the room like she did, not necessarily across the room, but chucked it a few feet against the wall in frustration because we were both kind of getting after each other a little bit. So anyways, hopefully you learn this, and the lesson for today is to be aware of your surroundings and to be tuned in as much as possible. So I love you guys, appreciate you guys, honor you guys for being on this podcast, and thank you. If you want to connect with me, you can connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/BaileyNJ84. You could also like my business page that I have, or group page that I have, the Legacy Lifestyle. And we will talk to you tomorrow.